This is The State of Things. I'm Melinda Penkava. For the past 2 years, the U.S. Navy has said it wants to put a fighter jet training airstrip called an outlying landing field on a 33,000-acre site in Washington and Beaufort counties in eastern North Carolina. A number of local residents and environmental groups opposed those plans, arguing that the OLF would hurt the birds in the nearby Pocosin Lakes National Wildlife Refuge. A federal judge agreed, putting the brakes on the Navy's OLF plans for that area, but the Navy has appealed, and that is sending the case to the Federal Court of Appeals next month. All along the way, the Navy has said that the Washington and Beaufort County site is the best for the OLF. But then a few days ago, the Navy said it was beginning to reevaluate some alternative sites, also in eastern North Carolina. Joining us now on the line to update us on the Navy's plans is Dan Cecchini. He is the Navy's Environmental Impact Statement Project Manager for Atlantic Facilities. Thanks for being with us, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Well, the Navy had chosen that site in Washington and Beaufort counties. Judge Boyle kind of put the brakes on that. And the Navy had said for a long time that that was the site. So the question is, why is the Navy now looking at other sites in eastern North Carolina?
Well, the Navy does feel that the Washington County site is the best site for an OLF, and we do feel that the original EIS analysis was sufficient. However,
that's the environmental impact statement.
The environmental impact statement, that is correct. And however, the judge did find some concerns and did find against the Navy in certain aspects. And so, therefore, the Navy, because the OLF is so critical to naval aviation readiness, that they want to pursue, or we want to pursue every avenue possible to getting an OLF as soon as possible. And so, therefore, we certainly hope that the Fourth Circuit sides in our favor in the appeal next month when it's being heard. But just if in case it doesn't, we want to make sure we're well on our way to completing a supplemental environmental impact statement that addresses the judge's concerns.
And your deadline here is that you want to have this OLF ready to take the Super Hornet planes by when?
Well, there's no set date. It's just as soon as possible. The Super Hornets are actually being introduced right now on the East Coast, and we need to make sure that we get the proper training facilities as soon as possible for those Super Hornets. We do have existing facilities, but as the Navy stated on many occasions, they're not adequate to meet our current training needs.
Mm-hmm. And the existing facility is in Virginia, not very far from the Oceana Naval Air Station, where most of the Super Hornet squadrons are going to be based. Right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's Fentress, about 7 miles to the southwest of Naval Air Station Oceana.
Yeah. So now the Navy's looking at these other sites in North Carolina. Where are they?
Well, we're looking at the 5 sites that we looked at in the original environmental impact statement. One is in Perquimans County, North Carolina, one in Bertie, of course, the Washington County site. There's one in Hyde County and also one in Craven County that the Navy is going to look at.
Mm-hmm. And the governor of North Carolina, Mike Easley, has also suggested yet another site down in Carteret County, the open grounds, which is currently one of the largest agricultural fields east of the Mississippi. But the Navy doesn't like that site?
Well, the site itself is a large field, as you point out. However, its proximity to the bombing range down there at Piney Island, it's just a few miles to the south, and it's also actually within existing restricted military airspace, make it really unacceptable from a safety and an operational perspective for the Navy. It's just in times of crisis when we would have to surge, when an OLF is so vitally important to the Navy. At that same time, the Navy would be using its training ranges as well, and it would just cause an unacceptable conflict for operational readiness.
Is the concern that there would be the OLF field would be there when that's the idea of training jets to land on aircraft carriers at the same time that other military operations are dropping bombs on bombing ranges?
That's correct. I mean, essentially, both of those skills are extremely dangerous things that Navy pilots do, and they need to be focused on the mission at hand. And so when they're using the bombing range, they need to be focused 100% on what they're doing. And they can't be worried about, trying to deconflict or avoid aircraft doing other types of maneuvers or operation in the same general airspace. And the same thing with the OLF. We want these pilots to be able to focus on what they need to do, because landing on an aircraft carrier is probably one of the most difficult things that a pilot can do. And they need to get that training, and it needs to be something they can focus in on without worrying about other conflicts.
Mm. Yeah, we have been talking about the OLF for the past 2 years on this program quite often, but just take us back a step about what it is, why it is that you're looking in these very rural areas to put the OLF. Some have said, well, if they have to train to land on aircraft carriers, why not put an aircraft carrier someplace in the ocean and have the training happen there?
Yeah, no, No, that's a good question. Well, the reality of the situation is landing on the deck of an aircraft carrier is very difficult. And so the Navy, the pilots, before they go out and land on that carrier, because it's a very dangerous skill or dangerous act, they need to practice that on a field that's located on land with lots of room in case something goes wrong. In other words, and what we do is we paint a carrier box on the runway. It's an 8,000-foot runway, but we paint the deck of an aircraft carrier, and they practice hitting the same spot every time. They go around and around, and they want to do that to where it almost becomes part of their muscle memory, to where they can almost do it by instinct and do it a number of times. And so when we were looking at sites in eastern North Carolina, we want to find a site that would replicate the conditions that the pilots would have in the open ocean. And so therefore you look for things where it's very dark and not any encroachment. And so when we were looking at sites in eastern North Carolina or Virginia when we started our process, everything was on the board. We had a lot of criteria that were important, and we stuck to those criteria in identifying what we felt were the best sites.
I presume then these are going to be nighttime training.
Yeah, the majority of the operations at the outlying field are going to be nighttime training, even though there will be some daytime operations. But typically, on average, we're talking 1 to 2 45-minute periods of training per day. There is somewhat of a misconception that this field will be used 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but on average, 1 to 2 45-minute periods a day where we'll have 4 or 5 aircraft come down, do a bunch of these practices, and then take back off to the airfield. But I also would like to point out that we don't usually operate on average. And as an example, someday you might have a lot of operations for 2 or 3 days in a row, and then for 2 or 3 days you might not have any operations at the field.
But if this is happening at night, is this going to be happening at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it certainly could. However, the purpose of the OLF is to give the Navy another training facility in addition to Fentress. And so the hope is that by having 2 good training facilities or 2 training facilities where we can do this type of OLF or FCLP training, field carrier landing practice training, that we can get enough nighttime training in without having to go too far into the night. If you have 2 fields, obviously you can get the required amount of training done better and earlier than you could if you only had 1 field. But that also goes to the overall Navy strategy of buying land out to 33,000 acres. And so if we can control the development and not have anybody in proximity to the OLF, then hopefully even if we were flying at night at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, it wouldn't be bothering people.
Yeah. Well, how far away could one hear this? Because I have to think that if there are four or five jets that are trying to come down and do landings for 45 minutes, that's going to disturb somebody's sleep.
Well, the Navy produces noise contours around their outlying landing fields, and typically you'll see noise contours that go out to 60 decibels or 65 decibels day-night average contour. And what that basically says is that is where people are really disturbed. There's a lot of literature and scientific research that shows people are disturbed when, and hear the aircraft more frequently when they're in these noise zones. Once you start getting outside of the noise zones, it's not though you won't hear the aircraft, it's not going to be very loud.
How far away would that be? How far away would one have to be where you wouldn't hear it?
Well, if once you get beyond 4 or 5 miles from the outlying landing field, the airfield itself, and keep in mind that 86% of the operations at this field are going to be done within 1.5 miles of the runway. I mean, it's a very concentrated activity. Once you get about 4 or 5 miles away, the noise levels drop off considerably. Could you hear an aircraft? Yes, but it's going to be very faint and in the distance. Mm.
But that 60 decibel figure that you give, you said that was a day-night average. So that's averaged over 24 hours, and which means it could be pretty loud, but sound like, if you're saying it's 60 decibels through the course of the day, that sounds a lot quieter than that burst in the middle of the night.
Right. And one of the things that we want to make sure we do, and we did in the original environmental impact statement, but we want to go ahead and expand on that in the supplemental, is look at that, what you're talking about, the single event, because that's what people hear when the aircraft flies over. And we want to make sure that we give a complete picture of what that single event noise might be at different locations around the different OLF sites. Again, we did that in the original EIS, and I think it was very effective. I think it gives people an idea of what is the loudest event I'm going to hear if I were to live here at this particular crossroads or in proximity to this location.
The challenge to the Navy's OLF till now in the Washington site had been environmental, about the birds, the impact on fowl. But are you bracing for opposition to come up from humans that would be living near there who don't want to hear that noise and say it would adversely affect them?
Sure.
If you look at these other 4 sites in eastern North Carolina.
Well, that's certainly one of the factors that we're going to look at. It's one of the criteria that we looked at when we were looking at all four alternative locations is the number of people that would be impacted, the number of people in the location and proximity, because the Navy is going to have to relocate people where, depending on wherever, you know, the number depends on wherever we were ultimately build this OLF facility. But yes, people impacts is one of the significant issues that we're going to address in the EIS, along with impacts on birds. But the hope is that by buying a facility and fairly compensating people if we do have to require them to move, that once that has taken place, that the noise impacts on the community will be minimal because there will be nobody within the noise footprint of the OLF that we would build.
And one final question before we go, Dan Cicchini. You mentioned earlier that when you started this process several years ago, you were looking in Virginia for a site for a new OLF. Why is the search only going to be in eastern North Carolina if it sounds like you're taking a step back and looking at other places other than Washington County? Why not look in Virginia where the majority of those Super Hornets are going to be?
Well, the Navy already looked in Virginia. We looked in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia for OLF sites, outlying landing field sites, and we had a rigorous process over a year long where we had criteria established and we stepped it down, and we really did not pay any attention to political or county or state boundaries. It was simply based on people and environmental impacts and all of these operational criteria. And so the five sites that we found were in eastern North Carolina and happened to meet all of our criteria. And those are the sites that we're going to continue to look at in the supplemental EIS.
Well, Dan Cicchini, thank you for talking with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dan Cicchini is the U.S. Navy's Environmental Impact Statement Project Manager for Atlantic Facilities. He talked about the OLF process and looking at four other sites in eastern North Carolina for the training field. He joined us by phone from Atlanta. Just ahead on the state of things, looking at minority contracts in state road building in North Carolina.